Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. NOLA Gals by Barbara Rebick was published in 2015. It honored the 10-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and it received 5 major awards in young adult categories. This year, Rebick wrote a play for young people called Turbulence. It was based on her own novel. Writer Anne-Marie Oman has this review.
NOLA Gals, the novel, is about strong-hearted and vulnerable essence. A black girl whose family is caught in the throes of Katrina. Essence leaves home her mother and grandmother and the family's beloved dog, Old George, as the waters crest in the Ninth Ward. Essence and her little sister are handed off to rescuers while the others wait or scatter, or worse. Frantic and frightened about her family, Essence still manages to care for her sister as they make their way first to the Superdome, where conditions further traumatize them, then on to Houston's Astrodome, where they join a handful of refugees and form a rough community in the bleachers. Meanwhile, strong-hearted and selfish Grace, on suspension from her expensive private school, is taken by her psychiatrist father to the Texas Astrodome to hand out water. With her, she carries a school journal and her reading homework, To Kill a Mockingbird. She has little intention of helping refugees, but when she encounters the cluster of people in Row G, she finds herself reading to them from To Kill a Mockingbird. The device of a book within the book is a sophisticated literary turn that helps frame issues and develop deeper themes. In NOLA Gals, Rebick adeptly describes the different reactions the white suburban girl and the black girl from New Orleans have to this pivotal book. Of course, Grace's and Essence's paths cross again until at last Essence and her sister come to live for a time with Grace's family. This move could abound with the clichés of false charity and white girl rescues black sister themes, but Rebick is more realistic. While the girls do like each other, the transition is not easy, and Rebick maintains the integrity of both girls without trapping them in predictable niceties. However, when Essence enters Grace's school, complications multiply. There, they encounter the bigotry and racial slurs that force Grace and Essence to crisis, and where at last, the two girls do part, but not for the reasons you might expect. The book abounds with stylistic variations. For example, before leaving the Astrodome, Grace had given Essence her empty homework journal. Essence uses it. Thus, the book shifts from third-person point of view to Essence's first-person journal entries to Grace's entries in her own journal. To further enrich literary texture, Rebick includes flood signs, a school essay, a persuasive speech, letters to survivors from strangers, descriptions of lost pets, notes about where people might be found. If you see this sign, tell... as well as cinematic scenes of the suburban party where adults hatch the plan to oust the NOLA girls and, in a bizarre throwback to the 50s, ban the book To Kill a Mockingbird. The multi-genre approach allows us to see multiple points of view and explores how we help or don't, who rescues whom, how compassion is executed, and what it means to mature in places of hostility. This makes NOLA Gals a powerful teaching book. Not only does it encourage young people to speak openly of racial issues, but is full of models that teachers need. By the way, the NOLA Gals website features free resource materials. NOLA Gals has a positive but complicated ending, an ending that does not answer all the questions. Turns out, not all these folks are all good. But they are good in ways we appreciate and understand in light of the tragedy and injustices of Katrina. Rebick's serious and refreshing tale is an important one for young readers, and she is executing some fine literary citizenship by encouraging young readers to discover and explore the impact of Hurricane Katrina. If the play version of Nola Gals holds the same inspiration, our young people's theaters should be on the lookout for the exciting stage version, Turbulence, in which not one adult character appears. Watch for it.
Anne Marie Oman is a memoirist, essayist, poet, and playwright. Her most recent book, Love, Sex, and 4-H, won the Next Generation Indie Award for Best Memoir 2016. Her book review is part of her ongoing series, Michigan Bookmark. You can find it and others at michiganradio.org.